Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Power of Your Story Summit. Super excited to have my next guest speaker with us today. It's actually someone that's fairly new to me. We just connected recently on LinkedIn. So shout out to LinkedIn and being open to connections on LinkedIn. Jonathan reached out to me. I looked at his profile. We had a Taco Tuesday conversation, which I thought was creatively named. And I really felt like he was a good fit for the summit. So I invited him to be a part of the Power of Your Story Summit. So I'm super excited to have this conversation today with Jonathan Arm Brewster, and he is a podcast strategist, a veteran broadcaster who helps nonprofits and kingdom-minded business owners share their story and grow their impact through podcasting, one of my favorite things to do. And his mission is to make it easy for purpose-driven leaders to build trust and expand their brand or ministry with powerful, authentic audio content. Love that so much, Jonathan.
Yes.
Welcome to the summit.
Thank you. Thank you, Nadine. Thank you for inviting me. I'm so glad to be here and get to be a part of it.
Absolutely. So I just read how amazing and awesome you are, but there's probably some things that are not in your bio that maybe is a fun fact or an interesting thing about you that the audience can learn. So I'd love for you to share a little fun fact or interesting thing about you that you'd like to share with the audience.
Yeah. So I got like three things so that weren't in the bio. I've been married to my beautiful wife for 23 years.
Awesome.
We have three amazing kids. And it may not look like it because you can't see my gray hair, but I have a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 14-year-old.
Awesome.
So loving them, love my family.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I also, speaking of gray hair, I remember when podcasting first came out. And we had these little things called iPods, and we would, the term download actually came from, we actually had to download the episodes to the podcast because they, to the iPod, because they, the iPods did not have any kind of wireless connection or anything. So you had to actually plug them into your computer and download the music or the podcast that you wanted to listen to. So yeah, come back from way back when. And another interesting fact about me is I love coffee. I've got some right here. Hold on.
Awesome. Love it.
Oh, yeah. So I love coffee. If you ever see a picture of me, I've got this picture of me. It looks like I'm drinking tea, but it's not. It's Turkish coffee. So don't get that wrong. I do not drink tea. I do drink tea. It's okay. But mostly coffee. Yeah. And I love tacos. And I love like Texas tea, like iced tea, like lots of sugar in it, you know, that kind of thing. So
tea, taco, and Texas tea. So lots of teas there.
Yes.
Love that. So, and thank you for sharing definitely about family, to be married for so long. Definitely kudos to you and your wife and three beautiful children is amazing and definitely a blessing. So glad to have you on the podcast. And yes, I remember those iPod like machines, right? There was like a little that we had to use
Apple,
back in the days. Yeah. So you've been around for a minute. You definitely know the history of podcasting for
Absolutely.
Yep. So as you know, Jonathan, this summit is all about the power of your story. Everyone has a story. And I always like to ask, why do you feel that someone's story is powerful? Like somebody might be watching or actually listening and they feel like they have a story, but it's it's not powerful, it's not important, right? It doesn't matter. Why do you feel that someone's story is powerful? Why should we even have a summit about this topic?
I kind of deal with this all the time when working with potential clients or even clients. They have this, imposter syndrome of, oh, nobody wants to hear my story, or nobody wants to, and they get to this place of, oh, people, they don't, either it's already being told, or maybe, but it's not true. Like, each one of us has been given a story, I feel like, by God. Not all of us are
Absolutely.
podcasters necessarily, but definitely each one of us has a story, and we should share that in our own capacity, whether it's podcasting or whether it's with your neighbor. But God's putting something on the inside of you. You've gone through unique experiences that other people will relate with, and you should not count that out. You shouldn't count it as insignificant. God definitely does not see you as insignificant. So share your story. It is powerful. Share it with whoever you can. And the great thing about podcasting is, it's an easy way to just get that story out there.
I totally agree. It's true. Everyone has a story. And I love what you said. God has given us a story, right? And that's why we have that whole stewarding section of the summit about
Yeah.
stewarding your story, because it's actually
It's good.
something that we give back because God gave, just like we steward our
Exactly.
time and talent and treasure, we have to steward our story. So I love that you started off that God gave us the story. Everything that's unique about us, He's given to us for a reason. And that reason, like you said, was to share. Whether it's publicly or privately, it's important for us to share. So that really is the power of your story. So, as I kind of already alluded to, we have different sessions, or I should say, categories of the summit. We have things like monetize your story, share your story. I mentioned steward your story, and also the art of storytelling. So, you selected the art of storytelling. So, why do you think it's
Absolutely.
important for people to understand and truly know that there's an art to it, right? There's an art to storytelling. Why is it important to fully understand the art of storytelling?
Well, if our story is important and it's God-given, then we should understand how to tell that story, right? And I love the word art of storytelling, because there is kind of an art to it. It's not necessarily Now, there's definitely things you can learn about storytelling, but it's a process. Like, it doesn't, that's again, I'm going to keep going back to this because I love podcasting. Again, that's why I love podcasting, because it grows with you. So, you as a person, you might not consider yourself a great storyteller at first, or even fully understand how you're supposed to tell your story, but podcasting can grow with you. You can start where you're at, and then grow with that, So I've loved storytelling ever since I was really young, and really that's why I got into, like, I started out as an editor, and that's really why I got into editing, is because I wanted to share these stories. I think as a kid I read missionary stories, and they were so impactful. I just in and inspiring to know that somebody went out and did this. Somebody went out and paved the way for the gospel to be shared. And I just got so wrapped up in those real stories. I get wrapped up in fake stories too. Love some good C.S. Lewis, but
Fiction or nonfiction, right?
it's those stories that tie us together, that tie that can really encourage someone else. Just like that missionary story encouraged me as a little kid, like, your story can really encourage and inspire someone else to do something for the Lord and do something great.
I agree. As you were speaking, it reminded me of we have something called quarterlies. And in our quarterly, it's like Sunday school, but Sabbath school. It's like Sabbath school quarterly book. And in the back of every week was a mission story, right?
Oh,
It was
yeah.
a story about someone doing good in the
That's
world and
cool.
how they came to Jesus and all that good stuff. So I remembered as you were speaking, oh, that's true. They do put the mission story at the end of each week. So we get to
That's cool.
actually read someone's story of the work that they're they're doing in the world as we
Amazing.
study the Bible, right, through
Yeah,
our
amazing.
Sabbath school lesson. So
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you. There is an art to it, and it is important that we tell our story. And that brings us to the topic that you chose. You've kind of been alluding to it as well as the topic I love myself too, podcasting. And as you were talking about, the art of storytelling and how podcasting helps you with storytelling, it also made me think about when we guest on podcasts, right? Because when you guest on different podcasts, you're telling your story over and over and over again. So you're practicing how to tell your story. So I think podcasting is an awesome platform for storytelling. So your topic is how to tell your story using a podcast. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about how to tell your story using a podcast.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I will real quick, I will talk about guesting really quick. I think guesting is a great place to start if you are a little bit like, I don't want to jump into a podcast yet, then be a guest. I mean, at the very least, be a guest on podcast. It'll help you get better at telling your story. So I'm going to start out by sharing a story. A few years ago, I helped launch a podcast called The Naked Marriage. And by Dave and Ashley Willis. And we started at zero, like this start ground zero, like a brand new podcast. They had a following. They had some people following them on Facebook, but we started the podcast at zero and we had nothing really. I remember I have the picture even still that we made this little office. We cleaned out this little office. Hung some moving blankets, like literally moving blankets for sound, just to keep the noise out because it was kind of by a busy street. So we had these just ugly moving blankets hanging. We found a table, we threw a couple microphones on there, and that was the podcast. Like that's where we started. Really humble beginnings. We didn't really know what we were getting into. 5 years later, through a lot, and I'll talk about it. A little bit more as we go on, but through a lot of different, through a long journey, 5 years later, we got to 1 million downloads a month. So the podcast in 1 month had 1 million downloads.
Wow, that is amazing. That's definitely a significant number.
And Nadine, I was just really just blessed to be a part of it. I don't want to say it was by my own strength. I don't want to say it was by, God was definitely behind it. The hosts were amazing hosts. Everything just kind of clicked together. We had a great team of producers and editors. But we learned what I love about this story is we learned a lot along the way. And I can look back, I've been able to look back as I've started teaching other people how to tell their story using a podcast. I'm able to look back and see what some of those clear, some of what those great things that we did have. We didn't have all the right equipment. We didn't have everything perfect, but we did have a few things that helped the podcast grow. And that's what I'm going to share the top two things today that I feel like helped that podcast grow.
Well, before you get to that, I just want to jump in really quickly to encourage someone as they listen to your story about humble beginnings. I think the Bible says, do not despise, what is the scripture? Small beginnings or something
Yeah,
along
not at
those.
all. Yeah, exactly.
Don't despise it,
Yeah,
right? Because we all
yeah.
have to start somewhere. So I love how you visualized and shared what the studio looked like. It was very humble,
Yeah.
wasn't the cutest, wasn't the best equipment. And I think that's a really important lesson for everyone listening that, you don't have to get the best equipment. You don't have to rent out the fanciest, nicest studio. Just start, right? And start from
Yes.
humble beginnings and watch God make it grow. So from that humble beginnings that Jonathan mentioned to millions of downloads, that is amazing. So I just wanted to point that out because sometimes people think, I don't have this or I don't have enough of that. So yeah, I love
Well,
that you shared that.
yeah, and we'll talk about this as we go on, as because it's part of key number two, but it's also time. Like, please understand that I said 5 years, right? I didn't say tomorrow. It took us a while, and those humble beginnings are important. But that's what's also amazing about podcasting is that you can start from humble beginnings. I think that's why people love the platform, is because some, guy can start in his basement just turning on his camera or, get going, So it's something that's very grassroots, very, it doesn't have, you don't have to, like, if you want a TV show on a television station, that's impossible. Like, that's not impossible, but that's a, it's gonna be really hard to get there. And you have to be all the way good or you're gone, right? After one season. So a podcast is the opposite. Like, you get to grow along the way and get better and better and better. And as you grow, the podcast grows. As the podcast grows, you grow. Okay, I'm going to tell, let me ask this question. This is a question I ask as I get into point number one. Have you ever bought furniture from IKEA? Right, you open that box and immediately you're faced with two options. There's either two options that you're faced with. Number one, you can follow the instructions and use the weird whatever tool they gave you, and or number two, you can wing it and assume you kind of know how it's supposed to go. The first method, it takes time, but you get a sturdy bookshelf. The second method feels faster until you're left with extra parts and a shelf that just, collapses the first time you put anything on it. So I feel like that's what producing a podcast without clarity looks like. And clarity, that's my first point, is you need clarity. You need to understand what your message is and who you're talking about. If you don't have clarity, you might get something up and running, but it's probably going to fall apart later. So that was the thing that podcast, the Naked Marriage Podcast, had. We really understood what the podcast was about, what we were talking about, and the host understood it. It was a part of their story. Like, it was a part of them. They knew. They had experiences that spoke into it, life experiences, and they knew that it was the message that God had given them. And so they just really understood that and they narrowed it in. It was a narrow message, it wasn't some just broad message. I mean, you can understand from the title, Naked Marriage. So they talked about several specific topics around that. They talked about honesty, they talked about sex, they talked about all of these things that were they were able to go, deep and talk about a lot of things, but it was really they stuck to that message, that clear message. So without a clear message, like, you're just guessing. You don't know if you've ever tried to do something important without a clear plan, it doesn't usually go well. Just like the IKEA shelf, So, there's three things that I like to say that make a podcast concept work. One, it needs to be clear. So, like, you can explain it in one sentence. So that's what I like to call the one-liner. So I have a podcast clarity worksheet that we're going to give away for free. It's usually I take every single one of my clients through it because I want them to know, like, even if they already have a podcast, we're going to go through that and really make sure they understand what that is. And the whole goal of it, like, so if you take it, I want you to take it and take 2 to 4 hours to go through it. Now, you could just fill it out really quick if you wanted to. Great. That's not going to do you any good. But I want you to take 2 or 4 hours to really think through it and really do a good job of making sure that you're clear, clear on your message again, and clear on your audience. So, and what you'll come out of that process is what I like to call the one-liner. So, this is the little phrase that they say after Welcome to Naked Marriage Podcast. And then you have this little one-liner that you say. It's cute. It's neat. Say it in every episode, but that's not what it's there for. What it's there for is to help you help guide you every single episode and in the planning process with what this message is about. So you stick to that one liner. That's what we did in the Naked Marriage podcast to get it to 1 million downloads. We stuck to that one liner every single time. That's what they talked about. When we were planning around that phrase. We knew that's who they were. We were planning around their phrase. Now, we watched the analytics and we realized there were some guests we had on. There were some topics that we talked about that weren't in that phrase. For instance, we would talk about, like, they did a few things on raising kids. Now, we talk, of course, within the parameter of what we were talking about, if we talked about kids, it worked. But then they just switched to just raising kids, which didn't really like fit into the parameter. And the numbers went down. The analytics went down. People didn't want to listen to that. That's not why they tuned in. So we would course correct every once in a while, right? We would realize, oh, that's not in our... So I'm not saying you're going to get it right 100% of the time. But if you take that one-liner and use that as your guiding light, so to speak... So that's one for a podcast. You need to be clear. And then connected. Oh, go ahead.
Real quick. Let me jump in on that. Sorry. Because when you talk about the topic of raising kids and naked marriage, I think, okay, it makes sense. You know, if you're married, a lot of times the next step, if you don't already have kids and you're blending a family, then you're going to start, you know, a family and raise kids. So why do you feel like even though raising kids is a natural conversation around marriage, why did you feel it didn't really work analytics wise or the listenership went down with those particular episodes? Was it because it wasn't as naked? It wasn't about vulnerability in the marriage. It was just basic. Yeah. So I was just curious to find out a little bit more about
no,
why that
that's
was.
Right. Right. So, their one-liner was, truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love, right? So that was that was a long one-liner. It's talked about honesty. That was their main thing, was being open, honest, and vulnerable. And then they talked about communication, which makes sense around that because that's honesty and being vulnerable and open. They talked about sex and how communication and sex go together in marriage and how all of that works. And so sometimes they would talk about like kids in the aspect of, oh, we had a kid walk in on us one time, or, oh, we need to communicate better about how, what we're doing with the kids. And sometimes, you know, so that makes sense. But when we switch to just raising kids,
totally
that
different.
Didn't really fit the thing. And it might be different for your audience. You know, you just have to really like feel how that, and for us, we tried it out because we kind of had the thought like, oh, it's marriage, it's kids, it's the same thing, but it's not. There's the really two completely different topics. That's really a
I
whole
see
different
that.
Podcast. You can have a whole podcast on just raising kids.
Absolutely.
And there are people that are in that life and need that problem solved. So when I'm talking, and you'll see this in the Clarity worksheet, when I'm talking about getting clear, I'm talking about figuring out the problem that you solve, right? What is that problem that you solve for people? And so the problem that we were solving for people in the Naked Marriage podcast was difficulty between open and honest communication and the subject of sex with their spouse. Those were really the two main issues that we were solving for people. That was the problem. For we weren't solving. Now, another podcast talking about kids and raising kids, that's the problem they're having. They don't know. Maybe it's, you know, it's not necessarily a spouse problem. They're coming trying to figure out, how do I raise these kids right? So that's even a different, like, person in the problem. Like, in the marriage, it's each other, right? But in the parenting one, it's, how do we raise these kids? I don't want to mess these kids up. I don't know what to do. How, or what are we doing wrong? You know? So they come to the podcast with that mentality, with their problem in mind. Like, I need help with this. And so if they get something else, that's the disconnect, right? Now, we're going to niche down sometimes into topics that might not be everybody. Obviously, everybody might not go with a have a certain problem in, you know, communication or everything. But So you're going to have some niches within your topic for sure, but that's a good example of just two completely different, seemingly similar, but two completely different problems that need to be solved.
Yeah. And it makes sense because if someone is tuning in for intimacy and learning about how to deal with your spouse and communication, and then the episodes are about kids a lot, you know, it's like, okay, well, that's not what I was looking for initially. So it definitely makes sense to go deep on that main topic that your one-liner at the start of the podcast is really highlighting and spotlighting and providing solutions for. So I love that. Awesome.
And I think it's easy to talk about here, right? Like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. But I think people make that mistake a lot in podcasting. They talk about one thing and then they talk about a completely different thing and then another thing, which is, probably a lot. And this happens with a lot of creatives or also entrepreneurs. They've got a million different ideas going through their head. And I
True.
get that. But when you're telling a story, when you're telling your story, when you're using a podcast and trying to build an audience around that podcast, you want to make sure that you've niched down enough on one specific problem that you are solving for people and stay
Gotcha.
on that topic. And don't be afraid. I think people are afraid sometimes that they're like, oh, I'm not going to have enough to talk about that topic. I know exactly. I've done polls and people are like, I don't know if I have anything to talk about or I have enough to talk about. Just keep talking about the same thing. It's okay. Dig deeper into that same thing. There's so much to talk about when it's just one topic. We thought the same thing when I joined the marriage ministry. So it was a nonprofit, a marriage nonprofit that I was a part of. And when I joined that, signed up to help them, started working there, I was like, so y'all just talk about marriage? How is there enough to talk about marriage? How is there enough content?
There's so many levels to marriage, of
And
course.
now I realize how stupid that question was. But I think sometimes we're afraid even to tell the same stories. But those similar stories, that's what endears us to people. Because you have new listeners coming on, and even old listeners, they hear the same story. They're connected with that story. They hear it from a different angle or something. And I would always encourage our hosts and the people that my clients like just continue to share those stories because that connects people to you. We go to a concert. And favorite thing about a concert is that you know the lyrics to the song, you get to sing along with them. So why would we not think that that's true about podcasting and storytelling as well? People want to connect with these stories.
I agree. So
I
good.
would so real quick on so wrapping up the first one, clarity. A couple other things are being connected. So speaking directly to the right people. Finding your unique audience. Sometimes it's hard to narrow down an audience. You want to speak to everybody, or especially I know Christians sometimes they feel like they're
Reach
called to
everyone.
everyone, and
Yeah,
it's not
save
true.
everyone,
It's not true.
right?
We're all part of the body. We all have different
Roles.
ways that we serve. And we all have different stories that are going to connect with different people. So try to find people that are like you. Or maybe a little bit further, a little bit on the road behind you, like where you've just been. Look for those people to bring along. And in the Clarity worksheet, well, it talks a little bit how to find your audience. But it's so important to speak to the right audience. That was the other thing that they knew how to do when it comes to Clarity is just they knew who their audience was. They spoke directly to them every single time. And sometimes that's hard to do. Like here's a for instance for them. They're like, oh, what if we need to help like people that are single or need to learn about marriage because we want them to get into marriage and know how to do this. That wasn't their audience. Single people were not their audience. They were a little older and it didn't fit with their message and who they were and everything. So when we would try to go that route again, we would see numbers drop because that wasn't who their audience was. It's definitely something that needs done, but we just weren't the people to do it at that time.
You guys weren't assigned that. That wasn't the assignment for that podcast. And I agree because the needs of singles looking to get married is completely different for the needs of people already in a marriage, dealing with the things in the marriage for sure.
And that doesn't mean, but let me say this too, on the other side of that, that doesn't mean that we didn't have a large group of single people listening. We actually had several people that were single. We would have them write in and we would hear from them all the time that listened to the marriage and it was encouraging to them. It was usually people that had been married before and were now single, that were divorced or widowed and were now single and listening to it. And they were like, man, I wish I knew this when I was married. So that we would get that all the time. So that doesn't mean you don't reach some of these other people outside of your niche. Don't worry about that. You will reach people outside of your niche, and that's great. But that's just not the people you're focusing on and talking to.
Gotcha.
That makes sense. Okay, I'm going to jump into the second thing that I felt was powerful to move along here and is important in telling your story on a podcast. I'm going to start with another story. So a few days ago, I have, first of all, I have a complicated relationship with my GPS. Okay. And the other day it told me my estimated arrival time was 9 a.m. And I was like, okay, challenge accepted. So that's my complicated relationship. I'm like, all right, challenge accepted. I
Now,
can
is the
beat that.
challenge accepted to beat the time that they tell you? Like, yeah, I'm gonna get there at 8:59 just to prove you wrong.
Exactly. I can do this. I can beat it. So naturally, so I started weaving through traffic, taking strategic shortcuts, probably making some people question my salvation. And so all of this, stressed out, rah, trying to, beat traffic, and I pull up to my destination victorious, right? I look down at my clock and it's 8:58 a.m.
All right, you
right?
shaved 2 minutes.
2 minutes, right? All of that stress, all of that effort for 2 minutes, potentially putting myself in danger, myself and others in danger, getting pulled over by the cops, all of that. And I feel like I'm pretty safe, but still, I was pushing it. And I feel like the Lord showed me that that's how a lot of people treat their podcasts and really even business too. You burn yourself out trying to rush success, only to realize that if you had just stayed consistent, that you would have arrived in almost the same amount of time without the stress, without the burnout, or the unnecessary detours. So that's my second big thing. So we talked about clarity. The second thing is consistency. You need consistency. The whole entire time that we did the Naked Marriage podcast, that 5 years leading up to that, we never missed a week of it being published. Never. And there were challenges along the way. There were lots of challenges along the way. There were a couple of times where we were late. But we still got it up. There were a couple of times where it was a night before rushing to get it up, but we still got it up. We still posted every single week, a lot of times more than once a week. So we had some, different things that we did along the way to get to that point. We eventually, when we were at the million point, we were posting twice a week. We had a Monday show and a Wednesday show. So there were a lot of things along the way, but we never missed that publish. And the more we got down the line, like a year into it, we were very, very adamant about hitting that because we saw how important it was to be consistent. And it is. It's so important to be consistent. I think that's one of the hardest things sometimes for podcasters
I
is
agree.
just hanging in there because you don't see much fruit year one, year two. You're not going to see a lot of fruit. Like we were, this is what we did for a job, and we were in year two. And I totally get like, so it's a little bit easier for us because it's our job. Like we have to, keep pushing these out. But I know how challenging it is when it's not your job or it's not your full-time thing. You're like, well, I just won't do it this month or I won't do it this week or I'll post on a different day or whatever. You've got to stay consistent. If you
I
want
agree.
your podcast to win, it's got to be consistent. That clarity and that consistency are huge. And it's not just consistent in publishing all the time. It's consistent in message. Just like we said, it's consistent in the same message. It's consistent in the same audience. It's consistent in your dedication to the audience and your energy level when you come and you bring it. It's all of those things. And oh, I wanted to talk about one of the challenges that we had when we faced consistency. I think we were in year two, and the hosts were like, this pace is a little crazy for us. And they were like, we normally take off the summer as far as speaking goes, and we like to come up with content during the summer and take some, rest for the summer. And so our team was challenged with that. We were like, okay, how can we give them rest and still stay consistent? Because we knew the importance of consistency. So we were like, okay, why don't we do something different in the summer? Let's do short episodes, and it'll be a series. Well, and it's, really, it was just like 60 days we were talking about, just June and July, And so we were like, we'll do a series, a 60-day series. And we ended up calling it Summer Quickies, and it fit in with the time, with the whole brand and everything, and the message. And so it was great. We did these summer quickies. They were just like 8 minutes long. Some may like 8 to 10. It was just really short episodes. We said it. We helped the host plan it all out, and we said, okay, let's we'll. And they recorded all of them with like in 2 days. Like they were just able to just to knock them out all before the summer. And then they took off for the summer. And then we had these summer quickies to keep everything going. So it was great. It was really cool. And ended up the audience loved it. They love the quickies. They love the name. They're also busy in the summer. So having an 8 minute episode fit great into their lives. So, I just challenge you to, when you face those challenges of consistency, be creative. Maybe you just, when you take a break, maybe you take a short, maybe you do a short episode series for a little while to be able to take a break. Or there's all things. Maybe you're a solo teacher and that's your concept, but you need a break. And so maybe you do a series of interviews for a break that takes the pressure off you coming up with content and you're just talking to people. So there's lots of different ways you can remain consistent and still get the rest and energy that you need.
I think that's so important, that consistency piece, and consistency as far as, like you said, in your season, if summer's important and you need those breaks, how can you be creative? Because rest is important, because
It is.
even, in the Bible, God talks about weekly rest, the Sabbath day of rest, right? And there's
Absolutely.
a reason why God commands us. It's not even something that, is optional. It's a command, right? To have a Sabbath day of rest is because he knows how important rest is for the human being, right? The need to rest and reset and rejuvenate and all that
Absolutely.
good stuff. So I love how you gave some ideas about being creative, about making sure you're resting, even though you're being consistent and doing things like batch recording. I know that's one of the things that I do for my podcast is I just spend 3 weeks
100
batch
percent.
recording, and then that 3 weeks of batch recording is actually 3 months of content.
That's
And
awesome.
so I love that you talked about let's be creative, whether it's a different way of showing up, which actually the people listening to your podcast can appreciate, right? Mixing it up a little bit. So I love
Absolutely.
that you talked about being creative and then also making sure that you're taking time for resting. And those two key points that you mentioned, clarity and consistency, are definitely not limited to just podcasting, right? Like you
No,
said, these
not at
are two
all.
key things for business in general. You have to be clear and you have to be consistent. So I think this is so powerful, not just on a podcasting level, but in general, the tips and advice that you're sharing can be used in general for business too. So I love that.
And Nadine, I want to share a statistic really quick. You and I both know that there are around 4.4 million podcasts in the world today. But an interesting statistic is that only around 720,000 of those have more than 10 episodes. Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that statistic.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes.
So it's crazy, right? So only 720,000 of them were consistent enough to stay past 10 episodes.
Yeah, that's
And you'll find a
crazy.
lot of them out there. You'll go and find when I've done some research on names and stuff, I'll find random podcasts out there that have like a trailer. Like that's all they have, or like one
Wow.
episode. So there's a ton of them out there like that. But I see all the time people getting to month two and where they're 8 episodes in and they're gone.
Yeah.
So, I think what you said, batch recording is so important. If you're, and I meant to talk about that too, it's so important for consistency. And every single podcast that I've done, well, okay, I take that back. I've done two that were weekly recordings, but everyone's outside of it. But the reason was, is they were news. They were
Okay.
hot topic news. I really think that's really the only time that you need to do. Lots of people think that you need to do like record weekly and sit, put it out the next week. Only if you're talking about hot topics and news do you need to do
Yeah,
that.
that makes
Then I
sense.
would encourage you to be really to make that a really simple edit. News, it, almost like it's just a live thing that you're doing, you know? But any other type of podcast, batch record that thing. If something comes up that you need, you feel needs to, you need to record something and put it out right away, that's always okay. You can always interrupt the schedule that you have with either a bonus episode or even just interrupting your schedule altogether if you feel like
Agreed.
something that is important that you need to talk about. But setting yourself up with that batch recording is going to give you so much peace, so much rest, so much order. I ran a podcast network. We couldn't have done it without batch recording. We had to batch record because we had so many podcasts to deal with and to put out. There's no way we could, produce five podcasts in 1 week, all at the same time. So we had, I would say too, let me say this too. A lot of people starting out don't realize that they need a batch record. So they start out behind already. So you need to, when you're planning on starting a podcast, you need to plan out, I'm not going to launch until I have this many episodes. I would encourage at least 8, depending on your launch plan, at least 8 episodes in the can before I put one episode out to the public. That gives you a nice cushion to get ready for peace, for being able to, keep up with it. So
Yeah,
yeah, it's
I
not,
agree.
it's consistency that wins in the end. It's not overnight success. A lot of these, a lot of our culture pushes it right now today in this day and age, right? You see a viral video or something like that. And sometimes that feels like that should be the goal. My goal is to be viral. It's not. It's about consistency. Like if you just stay the course, you'll win.
And lo knowing that it's a long game, right? It's a long-term game. It's not a short-term game. It's a long term. So you have to be committed to the long term. Commit yourself to over 10 episodes, right? That's
Yeah.
number one. Because then you'll be in a
There you go.
large percentage of people
There
that
you
did
go.
not
16%. You'll be
commit.
in the top
There
16%.
you go. So commit to over 10 episodes. And definitely, I love batch recording just to give an insight of how I do my podcast. I do seasons. So
Yeah.
when God dropped a podcast in my spirit, he really, I started to feel a little bit overwhelmed, to be honest. I didn't want to be on the hamster wheel of content and
Yeah.
churning out content all the time. And it began to overwhelm me. And God just calmed my spirit and said, I want you to do it like a
It's
TV
good.
show. And have seasons, right?
Yeah.
And then you can rest in between seasons, just
It's
like
good.
people anticipate the next season of whatever show they're
Absolutely.
watching. They're
Absolutely.
okay to wait for the next season. So that really helped me to not have so much anxiety and overwhelm about constantly pushing out content, to just
Yeah.
think about it like a TV show that has seasons. And then God really dropped in my spirit just having 12 or 14 episodes per season
Yeah.
and batch recording it, like I said. So I batch record those 12 or 13 episodes, and then I leak it out every week for
Yep.
a 3 month period. So I have 3 months of content, and I did just 3 weeks of batch recording on it. So
Perfect.
God can definitely guide and direct you as to, what's going to be the right consistency for you and how you need to show up. So be very spirit-led as to what that looks like so you don't
Absolutely.
feel pressure of trying to do things like everybody else is doing. So I definitely agree with you. That clarity, that consistency, making sure it's a long-term game, and just being divinely led as to how your podcast needs to look is a great way. So I love everything that you've
Love
shared
it.
about how to tell your story using a podcast. And I want to wrap it up with one final question of what one thing would you suggest to someone to step into the power of their story? They may have listened to everything that you've shared about how to do it and the art of storytelling. And maybe they're thinking, okay, I really need to do that. But there's a hesitation, right? There's hesitation whether their message matters or whether they can do it, like we talked about earlier. What one word of encouragement, or maybe a phrase or a statement, or even just a thought, would you give to someone to step into the power of their story?
That's a great question. And I'm going to go a little spiritual here, Nadine, but if
Absolutely.
you have fear around something, you need to recognize that as an attack of the enemy, right? So if you have fear, it's not a bad, it's an emotion, okay? So I'm not saying it's evil, but there is something, whether it's something inside of you that you need to deal with. It's just an alarm going off that says, okay, there's something inside of me that needs to change, whether it's a bad perception of myself, or just an uncertainty of not knowing what the future holds. And you need to take that to God, first of all. I would say just take that fear to God and say, what is it, God? What is, anytime you have fear, but definitely if you're going out to tell your story and you're just like, I don't know if I want to do this, then that's a real fear. You might not see it as a fear, but that's a real fear that you're having. You need to take it to God and say, what is stopping me? Is it something from my past? Is it something from my childhood? Is it something that for me, it's voice, it's what people have spoken over me sometimes. It's people have said, oh, you'll never do that, or you'll never do this, or that's not who you are. And we listen to what people say about who we are, but we need to take that to God and ask him what he says about who we are, right? And when you get that identity, your identity from God, and you ask him, God, why am I going through this? What is the, why am I feeling this fear around this thing? I think that you're calling me to do this, but I have this fear of it. And take that to him and see what direction he points you in. And then with that, I would say, and I'm not trying to push this, but I really think it's important, do that podcast clarity worksheet. Spend 2 to 4 hours, set aside some time. If anything, if you don't start a podcast ever, then it just gives you some clarity into who you are and what your message and what your story is. And I just think that's so important. So start with God, and then obviously stay with God, but use that podcast clarity worksheet to work through what he's telling you that your
I
story
love
is.
that. If there's any fear, hesitation, resistance, always go inward and look for where is that coming from and ask God to help disclose it for you and really get clarity about how you overcome it and move forward. And as you mentioned, the free download that you're offering everyone for listening and those who are interested in going a little bit deeper is a one-page high-converting podcast clarity worksheet. So definitely download that clarity worksheet and go through that. As Jonathan mentioned, sit with it. Really answer those questions. Take that 2 hours, 4 hours, however long it takes to go through that clarity worksheet, because it's really going to help you to get clarity and understand how to move forward with your message and your story. So I love that.
Absolutely.
You also have an offer for our VIPers. So if you've upgraded to all access, I definitely encourage you to do that if you haven't. And if you have, you will have access to the Podcast Builders Collective. So tell us a little bit more about the Podcast Builders Collective.
And so this is the consistency side of things, Nadine, and I created it with consistency in mind. So consistency, you need two things. You need good systems to stay consistent, and you need a community. You need a community of people, especially at the beginning. You need people around you that are doing the same thing, people that can encourage you. And you just need a little bit of help every once in a while, too. If you're doing it on your own, you need a little bit of help. And so I built the Podcast Builders community as a place for believers, faith-driven podcasters that are starting a podcast or already have a podcast, but they're doing it themselves and they need a community of people to come around them and they need some systems to put in place. So I speak once a month. We get on calls like this, and I just talk about some of the systems and some of the things that I've learned over the years through podcasting, and I give that to the audience. I'm trying to download as much from my head into their heads as well through that community. But it's mostly about systems and community, and just a place for believers to connect around podcasting and
I
help each
love
other.
it. So definitely take advantage of that. Community is key. So if you are in the VIP, go ahead and download that, the Podcast Builders Collective. This has been awesome, Jonathan. I've loved our conversation. Thank you so
Yes.
much for being a part of the Power of Your Story Summit. And if someone wants to connect with you to learn more about the work that you do in the world and how you help people with podcasts, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
The best way to connect, so I'm on LinkedIn, so you can connect with me on LinkedIn. It's great. I think we have that link. Share that link. Okay, so you can connect with me on LinkedIn. But also, if you download that podcast clarity worksheet, it goes on to a step two and gives you an opportunity to book a free call with me. So, hey, please do that. I'd love to meet with you, get to know you a little bit about your podcast. I try to give you from that call, I try to give you like three next steps. Wherever you're at in your podcast, I try to give you like the best three next steps. It's quick. It's like a 30-minute call, but still, I can identify really quickly like some three next steps for you. So I would love to do that. I'd love to get to meet everybody here on this thing. Even if, we don't end up working together or anything, I love to, obviously, I love to hear people's stories and what
Definitely.
God is calling and bringing them to do.
I love it. Thank you so much. So be sure to connect with Jonathan on LinkedIn and, of course, get that free download and then the opportunity to have a conversation and help him to help you get clarity for your podcast. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for being a part of the Power of Your Story Summit.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.